It's the truth on WTMJ with Dr. Ken Harris.
I understand it being a company, right? It's a company and all that, but $100 billion and somebody needs a $100,000 operation or treatment and you don't want to pay for the medicine. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's scary.
And Denise Thomas.
It took a CEO of a healthcare company to be gunned down at 6:30 in the morning for now the public to pay attention.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studio at The Avenue, here's Dr. Ken Harris and Denise Thomas.
Good evening and welcome. I'm Dr. Ken Harris and my lovely... Got to come up with a new word. Loquacious.
Oh my goodness!
Co-host is
so for us public school
Denise
graduates.
DT, keep talking.
No, go ahead. Let me receive my.
No. Every time you say a word, I was going to say Thomas. The. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It is now what 3 days. Or 2 days before
many of us celebrate.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Now, I know as many people that celebrate Christmas, we do have valued listeners that may not be celebrating. Or quite frankly, this may be a difficult time for
some people,
a number of you as you are still grieving due to a lost loved one or a difficult time that has occurred around this time of the year. So please know that Dr. Ken and I are thinking of you as well, because as many of us are excited, there are a number of us that, again, this is the worst time of the year, and that's fair.
And for some of us, right, this might be our last Christmas. So you have to make every time you celebrate with family the best time. Absolutely.
I hope it's not my last.
You know what I...
I hope it's not my last.
You know, people say they listen to us just so we'll argue. That's
you think I'm young?
Yeah.
You think I'm young, Dr. Ken?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I receive that.
Well, because you keep calling me old. So, you know.
You're wise. You're not old.
I feel some kind of way about that. I don't know what
you
way
are
it
mature.
Is.
You are mature. Well, I will tell you this. As many of you know, including you, Dr. Ken, I... and broadcasting live from my home in Dallas, Texas. And I did something today, my family and I did something today that we, once we got, you know, closer to what is known as a shopping mall or a shopping center.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
It literally appeared like it was a Bruce Springsteen concert who would be someone that would just draw in the masses, like a Taylor Swift concert. I don't know what it is about Americans, but we still in 2024 decide to shop
3 days before
Christmas.
4 days before is not procrastination.
And I mean,
forgot.
It was a nightmare in terms of driving. And, you know, it's funny because you even have to like be strategic
and
you have to have your negotiating skills to get into a parking space, because, you know, the strategy is obviously you look for people who are appear to be walking towards their car
and stalk them.
And even, you know, my son, he was driving, he's rolling down the window. Where are you going? Can we follow you? And then you have other people who are just, what's the word I'm thinking of, Dr. Ken? Malicious.
Bodacious.
And they will wait for people like you and I who are, you know, honest and will say, hey, you know, where are you parking? We'll follow you. And then you have the malicious people who then just intercept and take the space that you worked hard to negotiate. Yep. I mean, it is cutthroat out here. So,
I saw somebody backing into a space and somebody drove from the other direction and just right in.
What do you do when that happens?
I can't
say that. Like, what would you do, Dr. Ken?
I can't say that. I made the mistake on, what's today, Sunday? On Saturday of going to Mayfair Mall. So you know where you park at Mayfair Mall and you know where Barnes & Noble is. Because, you know, I'm one of them people, I have to have a marker. You know, okay, come out of this door, I can walk straight, go over to this aisle. So I ended up being in line with Best Buy and PF Chang, right? So I was like, okay, I know where I'm parked. I was in the last row next to Mayfair Road. Highway 100. I was like if I stepped out of my car and walked 10 feet west, I would have been on Mayfair Road. That's how far away from Mayfair Mall I was. And then I had to walk through the cars and get all the... And I wasn't thinking. I'll just stop by and pick up something. I stood in line for 40 minutes.
I was going to say, this time of the year, between now and literally, I would say, most shopping centers or malls will close.
Well, you got to do the first week of January because then, you know, people are going to take stuff back. Same thing.
Do you really think that people still return gifts like that?
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing. With the sophistication of technology, I would think by now you truly can be more definitive and very literal in terms of what you want.
True.
I don't think there's an excuse now to where, because, you know, I mean, technology has provided to where you can airdrop if you have an iPhone, or you can text someone, this is exactly what I want.
Right.
The size, the color, the fabric, the style, or, you know, the brand of the appliance, whatever it is now. To me, if we're still returning things the first week of January, there is a significant miscommunication.
Well, we've gotten away. We've gotten away from surprising people, right? What do you want? This is what I'm getting you. Some people still like to be surprised, but I'm not one of those people. And so
what do you want for Christmas?
And so we buy things, and well, I bought myself something for Christmas, but I haven't bought them yet. I want a new pair of the highest, two things, the highest, and no, I don't want anybody to buy it, the highest high-end AirPods I can buy. So I don't have to buy another pair for like 5 years if I don't lose them. Although I do have one of my AirPods that's somewhere in a hotel in Columbus, Ohio. But that's another story. And I want as high a type that I can afford iPad. Type that I can afford iPad. Yep. That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
So if you get a pair of AirPods,
mm-hmm. or
you get a pair or
an iPad. Yep.
Okay. Those are pretty big gaps because I believe that AirPods are around 300.
Mm-hmm.
And the iPad is around
3,000. Guess what I'm buying myself?
Whew.
And so it's Christmas time and I like to give thoughtful gifts. I don't like to give gifts. I like to give practical gifts. Something you can use every day. You know, if it's I literally bought my daughter a board game, but it's a brand new board game from a brand new company. And it's, you know, and they like playing board games. So I'm like, hey, this will be great. You know, and then, you know, everybody else was like, hello. And you know the beauty of it? Lululemon sells men and women.
I love Lululemon.
I can go to
from a product standpoint.
Yes.
I don't know if I love their prices, but I do love the brand.
And no, I'm not saying go to Lululemon. I'm not saying that. I'm not.
Yeah.
They're not a sponsor yet. Hello, Lululemon.
Hello.
But that's the type of thing. Because Christmas is Christmas and Hanukkah. You know, those are two important holidays at this time of year. The Kwanzaa thing, I'm not really with, but, you know, it is.
You're not with the Kwanzaa thing?
Well,
the Kwanzaa thing, Dr. Ken?
It's artificial.
You are a black man.
It's artificial.
You said the Kwanzaa thing?
I love Jesus, not Kwanzaa. That's just me.
Okay.
This is a good conversation.
Me.
Yes.
Because for a number of us,
mm-hmm.
and when I say us as adults, Christmas is very commercialized. Like, here's my philosophy. I'm going to say something that's probably going to ruffle a lot of feathers. Okay.
All right. So wait. All right,
we gonna take a break and then come back?
No.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Oh, you ready? All right, here it is. First of all, to all the children that are anxiously awaiting Santa Claus. That's what I love about Christmas.
When I was a little kid,
I could not wait for Santa to come up, and I still believe in Santa. I love Santa Claus. Whoa. I believe in Santa Claus.
Evan.
And this is the reason why I'm gonna ruffle some feathers.
I'm leaving. She believes in Santa Claus.
I of course. Santa Claus is absolutely 100,000% real. Now, because Christmas is for children. Now, here's where it gets problematic for me. I think that as consumers, I think we should allow the children to enjoy Christmas.
Yes.
The anticipation of being able to wake up and you know, when, before you go to bed, there's no trees, or excuse me, there's no gifts under the tree, and you bake the cookies and you put the cookies out for Santa, and you
don't
anxiously
forget the milk.
Await.
Well,
oh, and the
well,
milk,
well,
yes.
But I don't know. Is Santa lactose intolerant?
But see, Santa, I was going to say, Santa, well, we all are to some degree lactose intolerant.
Yeah,
but I do believe that, you know, that's a good thing. But here's where it gets a little bit challenging for me is that we as adults,
mm-hmm.
we put so much pressure on ourselves to go out and buy things that it's like, for what? Like, I get birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, bar mitzvahs.
Right.
These are all things that to me warrant gifts. But Christmas, if you are under the age of 18, I love it for you.
Yeah.
And I hope that Santa brings you everything that you want. If you are an adult, come on, man. Don't have people out here panicking, stressing. I'm all about holiday parties. I love this time of year for adults in the sense of we're getting ready to just enjoy the rest of the year without work. We're going to do different holiday parties. We're convening. We're fellowshipping. We're celebrating. But all that gift buying and the pressure, no. If you're over 18, have a seat. Okay? Have a seat.
855-616-1620. Denise is speaking for herself. She's speaking, I want all.
If you're stressing out over getting an adult a gift for Christmas, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm giving you full authorization. Just let it go.
Wow.
Okay, tell that person you love them.
Wow.
Give them a big hug.
Wow.
That's it. Merry Christmas. We're fellowshipping as adults.
Wow.
Let Santa and the children enjoy.
Okay, kids get junk, we get Jesus. Okay.
I didn't say that.
She's Denise Thomas. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. You're listening to The Truth on TMJ.
Welcome back to The Truth on WTMJ.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm going to get to know you better.
You're listening to The Truth on TMJ. Some good Nat King Cole. We got Nat King Cole. We got Denise. We got Dr. Ken.
That's Donny Hathaway.
That is.
You just lost your black card.
Wow.
You just, man.
They all sound alike.
I'm not even going to tell the truth people how you just said that, Dr. Ken.
Hey, they all sound alike. So.
Nat King Cole is
probably because
chestnuts roasting.
That's true. That's
on
true.
An open fire. Donny
Same
Hathaway
thing.
Is what you just heard.
Same thing. I'm kidding. Gee.
Man, you
Same
get
thing.
Me riled up, Dr. Ken.
I know. I know the buttons to push. Just
Do
like
you
the
want
commanders.
Me to share the question?
Just like the commanders beating the Eagles. I mean, you know, Eagles were like what, 11 and 2, and they thought they
yes.
were like 12 and 2, and thought they was like, we're the kings. And then, man, I've never seen. Yes, I have seen a game, but that was that will go down in history as one of those games that just. And then did a 2-point conversion. I was like, I'm done. Now,
I'm sure understand how they did that.
Well, two teams have to look. Wow, that's mean.
Yeah, like I'm a Bears Commanders? Fan, so I could be mean.
Are we talking about the Bears? They won? They played the Lions. I don't even want to look at the score. I didn't want to.
Let me guess.
I don't know.
They play the Lions? The Bears play the Lions?
Lost.
I'm going to guess. Let's see. That's even if we did even get a field goal. I'm going to say 3-24.
34-17.
Wow. We scored
yeah.
two touchdowns?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I'm impressed, especially
the
against
Lions,
the Lions. But-
the Lions thought it was Thanksgiving. And so they thought they'd give them 17 points.
Yeah, because I was going to say, but no, and if I were the coach, if I were the head coach, the O-line and D coach, I would say it's the Bears.
Well, no, you got to fire the owners. If you fire the owners,
I have said that for years.
Fire the owners.
Get rid of the McCaskies.
They're terrible.
Get rid of them.
Terrible.
They're the owners because you've rotated the front office. You've rotated head coaches. You've rotated quarterbacks. Let's not even get into, you know, the draft picks that we've had over the past 5 or 6 seasons. But I know this is not a sports show, and we definitely are in Green Bay Packer country. So with that being said, you want to get back to what we were talking about before break. And so, again, for me, Christmas, in terms of the commercialization and the gifts, that lets Santa and the children enjoy that.
Correct.
That's yeah, for adults, because I just left the shopping center, one of the largest shopping centers, if not the largest shopping center in Dallas, Texas. For those that are familiar, it's North Park Mall. Have you ever visited North Park Mall, Dr. King?
No, no.
In Dallas? No. So yeah, it's one of the most populated, visited, and premier malls within the DFW area, Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Denise goes there, so it must be a lot of high-end stores. Gucci.
There are a lot of high-end stores.
Yeah, okay.
Right. However, this year, Denise took a break from all of that high-end shopping because at the end of the day, that does not grow my business. But I digress. So going back to this shopping mall experience, T-minus 3 days before Christmas. And all of these adults, Dr. Ken, I'm talking about husbands that visibly looked so stressed because they're like, either the size was no longer available or the product was sold out, or as you often hear, well, you know, we don't have it here, but we can get it to you, but it won't probably arrive until, you know, all of that was in the air.
Knowing it's not coming between Christmas and New Year's. It is not coming. So I don't know why they keep telling people, well, you can get it the day after Christmas. No, you can't. No, you can't. And the weird part about it, there are 364 days.
Yeah.
From December
26th. And Christmas is the same day.
Every year. Everybody waits.
Everybody.
Oh my God! Today is Denise's birthday. I gotta run. Oh, I gotta. That's why I'm a practical gift giver.
Let me make it easy for you, Dr. Ken. Just in case you ever do decide to give me or to gift me with a present on my birthday.
Yes.
As long as Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, or Cash App are functioning.
Wow.
You don't ever have to worry about going out and get me anything because I
love. Give her some loot, and she can,
absolutely.
She can buy.
Let me figure it out.
Okay.
See, that's what kind of friend I am. I don't even want you to be stressed. I will alleviate all that stress. Just give me the dead presidents. That's all I need. I'll take care of the rest.
Speaking of, no, I'm not going to make that analogy. I was about to segue into something that anyway. Healthcare is taking a beating this year. I mean, like, I forgot. I mean, I remember the Ascension thing where they had the breach and folk was holding their stuff hostage or whatever. Don't really know what the whole story was. And then this story comes out today and I kind of look at it like, did I miss something? And so when we come back, I want to, after the news, I want to talk about this Ascension breach that now they're talking like roughly 16 million people got their Social Security number and credit card number and all this stuff. But they're offering us, you know, the whole, you know, we'll watch your credit. Well, that's fine. But March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Why are you telling me 10 months later that you had a data breach and somebody's had 10 months to wreak havoc on my information? So I want to dive into that because that's
a great question. So many questions regarding healthcare this year. So
yes,
many.
Yes, it is. Now,
and I just want to know, can I just go to the urgent care and leave without having to think about, do I now need to take out a six-figure loan? That's all I'm asking for in 2025. Wow. That's all I'm asking for.
I'm also diving into this book I'm reading about covering up your digital identity so that you can, so that if something like that happens, you're able to save yourself. But we'll get into that and more.
Welcome back to The Truth on WTMJ.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Good old Elvis Presley, according to Dr. Ken, is singing to you
right
now.
Okay, so now Evan is just poking now, like...
Gotcha, love Evan for that.
Wow. Evan, you don't get to talk to Denise when we're off the air, okay? None of that. None of that. You're listening to The Truth on
this one was
TMJ.
On me.
Oh, I know. 855-616-1620 is the number. There's a funny text in the talking text line. Chilling story on CBS, blah, 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 blah. Oops, that was meant for a buddy of mine. So I sent him a text
sure
back
was.
And said, aren't we your buddies?
Right. This is my friend. This is the person that gives us like the best information for those that are listening and engaged.
Yep.
And I wish I knew this person's name. Can you give us a name, even if it's a pseudo name? Can you give us something we can refer to you as?
Yeah, because they text almost every week.
I love it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
And they said, my opinion about Ascension that came to Wisconsin from out of state and cheaply brought all the previous financially strapped hospitals and clinics that regardless provided exceptional care. Now, ever reducing services and running them so lean on staff and using lots of temp contract help such that they now provide some of the poorest care and customer service in the area.
Mm. I'm going to challenge our listener.
Mm.
So when you say and that they now provide some of the poorest care. Hi, Peter. Thank you for sharing your name. We love you, Peter. Well, at least I do. I don't want to speak for Dr. Ken, but I love you, Peter. And I appreciate you
always do.
To our
so
show.
Just keep it up.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you listening, Peter. So my question to you is, when you say they now provide some of the poorest care and customer service in the area, what does that mean? What does poor care and poor customer service look and feel like to you, Peter? And I think it's important that we understand from people who depend on quality health care.
Right.
What does that mean? So when and I want to be clear, Peter, your truth is your truth. How you feel is valid. But again, it's important for us as we continue now to start having more open dialogue regarding the healthcare status in this country.
Oh, yeah.
For each individual, it's not a one size fits all. So to you, Peter, what does that mean? And if you want to dial in, that's anyone who's listening. Our talk and text line is 855-616-1620. What does poor healthcare and poor customer service within urgent care facilities, ERs, what does that look and feel like to you?
Yep. Because it comes down to the point where healthcare, I guess it's unfair to healthcare because you're talking about an organization where every single person has a different issue. Every single person has a different problem. And you have to set up care in a way that is broad enough to help all those people, but then give them individualized care. And I can see where that's expensive. I get it. It's expensive. But that doesn't mean that the people that work for you don't have any empathy to people that they serve. And we're talking about probably going out on a limb, probably less than 1% of their employees. But I know employees that are leaving. You know, I know employees that are leaving working in health. And I'm not talking about just Ascension. I know people that work in healthcare are like, I'm out of here because they're tired of the shenanigans that the insurance companies and the hospitals and the clinics are doing. I know a group that decided, hey, we're all, well, you know, because of, you know, financial things and because of the federal government, you always have to have a medical doctor being over you. But they were, what do you call them? Nurse practitioners, they went out and started their own practice. They said, we can give it to you using, you know, not using insurance or using insurance where it's significantly cheaper than a medical doctor by simply having our own practice. And I think entrepreneurship is going to have to hit healthcare before healthcare breaks down and allows us to do simple things like buy healthcare the same way we buy auto insurance. I can go to any company in the country and buy auto insurance, but I can't buy healthcare. Oh, you got to buy it from someone that's in your state. So you've got these insurance companies and they have to do insurance in every single state they want to sell. Well, that raises the cost. So I don't know. Maybe we'll just go without healthcare, but then that's illegal, isn't it?
Well, is it? I mean, these are questions that we need to revisit. And I want to just piggyback off of a statement you just made, Dr. Ken. Because as we continue to calibrate the workforce here in the United States, and when I say that, I mean specifically in terms of...
I like that, calibrate.
Thank you. As we continue to calibrate the workforce in the country, and again, I mean specifically towards, you know, what are the industries that really need Americans, because we outsource a number of what I call essential jobs. But in the sense of essential, we have a significant shortage right here in the United States of America, which is still, for the most part, regarded as the country where anything you want to be, you can be. However, there is a huge deficit in the healthcare industry. So it's one thing for us to talk about having access to healthcare, but you brought up a great subject matter, Dr. Ken, regarding the cybersecurity issues, because we've seen this amplified increase of disparity between organizations that are cyber resilient and those that are not. And yet we have a number of fraudulent activities that are occurring because, quite frankly, we don't have enough cybersecurity experts.
Yep.
And so we need more doctors. We need more cybersecurity experts. And I'm telling you right now, if you're listening and you're trying to think about what you want to do when you grow up.
Or already grown.
According to Forbes, Forbes.com says there are millions of cybersecurity job openings across the globe. But yet employers are finding it extremely difficult to fill these positions. And so I don't know about you, Dr. Ken, but, you know, let's just go back to basic macro econ, not even micro econ, macro econ. If there is a demand and there is a shortage, then that means if you can help fill that demand, you're going to get paid a whole lot more money than if there were, you know, more people working in cybersecurity than job openings. And right now, it is the complete opposite. There is a gap. So again, 71% of organizations across the world have vacant cybersecurity roles. Mm. And they are looking for skills and talent that is specific to cyber resources. So that means that you could pretty much, what's the saying, Dr. Ken? Write your own check.
Yep.
And right now people are saying, I want more opportunity to have a career versus a job, or I want to have a career that has meaning and has purpose. Well, honey, if you can't think of anything that's more impactful for the world right now, it is definitely cybersecurity.
And
AI, I just wanted to bring that up because I know before, yes.
Generative AI is not going away.
No, but before break, you were bringing up that there is, you know, a cybersecurity breach right now happening at one of the largest healthcare facilities or companies, and that is Ascension.
Yep. And it happened back in February. So that's the weird part. So it happens in February, but we get word about it. Hey, we're going to start to help you and help you get, you know, all your stuff. So we're talking nearly 6 million people exposed to massive healthcare breach, including credit cards, social security numbers, address, phone number, you name it. I mean, we're talking tests. We're talking lab score. We're talking, you know, just it. So you get a February breach. The attack comes in May. It's now December. Now, I know it may take time, but at some point, maybe we should have been notified earlier saying, hey, you know, you might want to take, we're working on it, but you might want to take some time to, you know, medical information, medical records, dates of service, lab tests, procedures, payment information, insurance information, Medicare, Medicaid numbers, policy numbers, government ID, Social Security, tax ID number, driver's license, passport, personal information, including your date of birth or address.
This is why when it comes to my personal, and I mean extremely personal information regarding my health, I have no issues with any hospital or healthcare facility that still has a Dewey Decimal System. I just want to be clear. Denise Thomas is not opposed. Any hospital that is still using paper, what's it called? Manila folders. I am not opposed to that. Because as you can see, Exhibit A, Dr. Ken, think about that. The most, one of the most private and personal matters for each individual is, you know, is their health. Like, I don't need the world to be able to access information about what's going on in my body. That's so private to me.
Yep. I mean, so we have HIPAA laws because of that.
But laws mean nothing when you have headlines reading that a disastrous, and I'm reading the article that you sent me, Dr. Ken, a disastrous, that's a very significant word, cybersecurity breach occurred, to your point, earlier this year at one of the largest healthcare systems. Because again, if I'm a cyber, what's even the term for people who like hack databases like this and data centers and et cetera? Think about it. You reported 5.6 million patients and employees were exposed. That's 10% of the patients that visit Ascension Healthcare. 10%. Yep. So one out of every 10 patients have their data exposed or breached. That's not good.
855-616-1620. What are your thoughts on this? What should and could be done? Looks like the talk and text line just blew up. So when we come back, we want to hit there and talk about who you telling, like take your paper with you. The 5,599,699 potentially affected. Now, we'll also talk about when we come back some of the things Ascension as well as other companies are doing to help out those same people. You're listening to The Truth on TMJ. She's Denise Thomas. I'm Dr. Ken Harris. We'll be right back.
Back to The Truth on WTMJ.
You're listening to The Truth on TMJ, 855-616-1620. Rich from South Milwaukee, you're on The Truth on TMJ. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm okay. Why is it whenever there's a breach, it never turns out in the patient's favor and gets rid of the bills?
That's
man,
true.
Man, Rich, that's a great point. That is an excellent point. I never even thought to that. Thank you for that, Rich.
Wipe out
what
all the bills.
That?
The bill's always there. What the heck?
Hey, Rich, I'm going to digress a little bit, but how come every time the Brinks truck breaks down, how come you and I aren't ever on the like the highway where the Brinks truck breaks down, all the money flies out? I'm just asking, Rich, because you bring up a great question.
My luck.
Is it
a
us thing?
the one thing you pick up has the dye bag in it. Boom. Yeah.
That's a great question, though. I love that question from Rich. Thank you for that question, Rich.
How does that work?
In our
Everything
favor?
Else gets screwed up, but our bills. So.
I love it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. Maybe that's where they put their best security, right? Around the bills and the money. Yeah.
I mean, okay, hold on, though, because the more and more I process Rich's question, it does bring up a valid concern. Like, how come it's never in our favor?
Because it's probably like a third party billing, you know, like a third party that handles billing and handles those things, payments and all that. So it's
But still, it's kind of like when, you know, all these big banks like, you know, Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they have these cybersecurity attacks and it takes like everybody's money. Now, there have been some that have experience where they had an erroneous like $50,000 deposit.
Are you putting that out in the universe? Okay. All right.
I'm with Rich, man. Because like I always come, I'll read headlines, a Brinks truck, you know, or a truck with money. And I'm like, how come I'm never behind?
Never outside my house, never on the road I'm driving. But that's because you and I would probably return the money. No, not probably. We would return the money. Right, Denise?
Yes.
Hello? Hello, yes. Denise? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was just picturing Rich and I pulling over. We did it, Rich!
You are.
We won!
That's terrible.
No, I honestly would. No, I would.
Talking text line says, I don't use Ascension, but friends and family who do or did find that many services have been removed from St. Joe's and St. Francis. Contract hospitals and nurses don't follow through on care plans started by their peers who have reached the end of their work cycle at the hospital. And when people die in the hospital, no one wants to sign off on death certificates in a timely manner, often causing undue delays for families trying to get the departed loved ones cremated. Also, lots of billing errors and long, frustrating stretches of trying to get incorrect charges reviewed and corrected. And then they added lots of corporate bureaucracy, bean counting, but like with other cyber attacks, often a lack of accountability to the patients or the clients. It's like all this stuff happened, but like Ascension said, what they're going to do. Affected individuals should expect to receive notice letters within their next 2 to 3 weeks. Like, really? And Ascension will be offering 24 months of credit and cyber scan monitoring, as well as $1 million insurance reimbursement policy and fully managed ID theft recovery services. Which is cool.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yep. We got to get out of here at what, 5850? Okay. In an announcement, because we got like 30 seconds. Although patient data was involved, there remains no evidence the data was taken from our electronic health records and other clinical systems where our full patient records are securely stored. But if I have your name, your date of birth, and your social security number. Okay. All right. Yeah, whatever.
I know we have to go, but yeah. I'm telling people out here who are listening, yeah. If you are contemplating a new career, cybersecurity yep. consistently has ranked among the top areas for job growth and demand.
I'm looking it up now.
In the world.
Yep. You're listening to The Truth on TMJ.